Unit 8. Text. Continued.
The whole world could be on 8-hour shifts, starting and ending on the stroke everywhere, at least as far as business and community endeavors were concerned. This could be important in a freely mobile world. Air transportation over long distances would no longer have to entail jet lag. Individuals landing on another coast or another continent would find the society they reached geared to the same time of day as at home. Third, the ecological structure could be stabilized. To a certain extent, mankind encumbers the Earth. It is not only his enormous numbers that take up room. More so, it is all the structures he builds to house himself and his machines to make possible his transportation and communication, to offer him rest and recreation. All these things distort the wild, depriving many species of plants and animals of their natural habitat, and sometimes, involuntarily, favoring a few, such as rats and roaches. If the works of man were removed below ground, and mind you, below the level of the natural world of the burrowing animals, man would still occupy the surface with his farms, his forestry, his observation towers, his air terminals, and so on. But the extent of that occupation would be enormously decreased. Indeed, as one imagines the underground world to become increasingly elaborate, one can visualize much of the food supply eventually deriving from hydroponic growth in artificially illuminated areas underground. The Earth's surface might be increasingly turned over to park and to wilderness maintained at ecological stability. Fourth, nature would be closer. It might seem that to withdraw underground is to withdraw from the natural world, but would that be so? Would the withdrawal be more complete than it is now, when so many people work in city buildings that are often windowless and artificially conditioned? Even where there are windows, what is the prospect one views, if one bothers to, but sun, sky, and buildings to the horizon, plus some limited greenery? And to get away from the city now, to reach the real countryside, one must travel horizontally for miles, first across city pavements and then across suburban sprawls. In an underworld culture, the countryside would be right there, a few hundred yards above the upper level of the cities, wherever you are. The surface would have to be protected from too frequent or too intense or too careless visiting. But however carefully restricted the upward trips might be, the chances are that the dwellers of the new caves would see more greenery under ecologically healthier conditions than dwellers of surface cities do today. However odd and repulsive underground living may seem at first thought, there are things to be said for it, and I haven't even said them all.
New words.
Virtually. Someday. Underground. Man-made. Palatable. Association. Legend. Spirit. Location. Afterlife. Torment. Volcanic. Eruption. Hellish. Noxious. Mankind. Downward. Outermost. Crust, honeycomb, gigantic, ant, fog, variation, equable, constant, simplify, earthquake, tyranny, vary, variable, externally, external, artificial, adjust, convenience, convenient, stroke, community, endeavor, mobile, entail, jet lag, coast, gear, stabilize, extent, encumber, communication, recreation, deprive, species, habitat, involuntarily, rat, roach, burrow, forestry, Terminal, air terminal. Occupation, elaborate. Visualize, visual. Derive, hydroponic. Illuminate, wilderness. Stability, stable. Withdraw, withdrawal. Condition, greenery. Countryside, horizontally. Horizontal, pavement. Suburban, sprawl. Underworld, culture. Intense, restrict. Dweller, repulsive.
Phrases and expressions.
Exposed to, in the open. Add to, on the stroke. At first thought, to a certain extent. Take up, deprive of. Mind you, derive from, turn over, get away from.